Despite big tech's promise for more diversity, a potential economic slowdown may put those efforts at risk. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. We've reported on the mass layoffs in tech that have been happening since last fall, and that has many in the industry worried about what that means for diversity in tech. There are now indications a slowdown in hiring could affect industry efforts for more diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. According to Textio, a company that helps create job ads across all industries, there was a 13% drop in HR job listings last year, and a 19% drop in listings for DEI roles. Many tech companies promised to focus on diversifying their employee rosters following the 2020 murder of George Floyd by police and the subsequent Black Lives Matter protests. Christy Lindor is a diversity strategist and CEO of Tessie Consulting and warns the tech industry in particular should be careful about cutting these roles.
We see that like about 36% of employees between the ages of 18 to 44 do factor DEI as an important element when they're looking for new companies. So while we do see the stall, we do see the decrease, we think that organizations that have really impacted or significantly, you know, kind of decreased their DEI programs, we think that they're going to, you know, see that come to a reckoning in the future once this economic blip, you know, really kind of levels out a bit.
Many of these big tech firms were quite public about plans to really diversify their employee roster and improve these DEI initiatives or EIDA initiatives, lots of different acronyms floating around. Following the murder of George Floyd in 2020 and those Black Lives Matter protests, what message do these layoffs send to people in and outside of these companies?
They send a lot of, unfortunately, chilling messages. One, it definitely sends a message that those commitments that were made initially were potentially performative in a sense that they were not made from a lens of really taking these as core values into their organization. I think that's the clear narrative that's being sent. And the layoffs are not just in the DEI programs, they're across the board, across different functions. But the disproportionate element of the DEI programs and marginalized, you know, employees of color, you know, that tells a really unfortunate story.
For those that remain, what role do these DEI departments and these, you know, diversity initiatives kind of play within the tech industry right now?
You know, the programs that are still remaining and the staff that is remaining, I think that this is a clear example of organizations not really truly understanding what is diversity, equity, and inclusion really mean. And when I say what it means, what it means to apply it as a corporate strategy and how to tactically implement it in organizations. And so I think that any programs that's still available, still, you know, operational, I think that's something to think about, how to ensure that programs that are being created, they align to the business strategy, they're measurable, you know, that there are success metrics that can be tracked and communicated, and also being able to amplify success stories. There's a lot of not only macro level success stories, you know, that can help across the organization, but also those little the minimal stories where because of the DEI efforts, a person saw themselves represented or they had accessibility to tools that they didn't have before. Like being able to really amplify the success stories of programs, as well as having those measurements that align with strategy, is important for programs to really lean into moving forward, to really be able to showcase the value. And I think the more that you'll see organizations and DEI as a whole mature, we'll see more of kind of those actionable measures that, again, align to strategy, help, you know, create the story that this is an important discipline. And it's vital for any company that really wants to succeed in the future.
How common is this strategy downsizing diversity initiatives when there is or is fear of an economic downturn?
I think it goes back to priorities. When leaders are really walking the walk in terms of the commitments they make, what that looks like is, you know, there may be kind of reductions in the scope of the work. There may be, you know, stretching out the timelines of certain strategies and certain efforts. We don't see if a company saying, you know, a top two or three strategic priority being completely gutted for the sake of saving money, quote unquote. So again, it shows the priority of that particular effort.
Over the long run, how do you think it's going to show up in future innovations, these companies that are choosing to sort of step back from some of those commitments to diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Two things I think will start to show up. One, I think we'll continue to see, you know, obviously AI technology, you know, programming that's done in AI with unchecked biases does have commercial consequences. We've seen that with apps being created, for example, and not being able to pick up consumers of darker skin or certain things like, you know, person's name or being able to add pronouns or the accessibility. The second important element is you'll start to see organizations that are holding to their commitment, they're honoring their commitments, and they're benefiting by creating innovative, creative projects and products that the market is not seeing today. And you'll see those types of organizations continue to win. They're creating that representation and they're understanding the needs of not only macro markets, but those niche markets that are sometimes underserved.
Christy Lindor, CEO of Tessie Consulting. And now for some related links. Bloomberg has an article with more on this topic. Reporters there identified DEI layoffs at Amazon, Meta, Twitter, and Redfin. Some of those who lost their jobs told Bloomberg they expect their duties to go to other colleagues, perhaps with no additional pay. We'll have a link to that article on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as a report from McKinsey & Company, which surveyed the state of women in the tech industry. That report highlights that women leaders in this sector are 1.5 times more likely to leave a job and go work for another company that is committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.